Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He's an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time, most of which is in Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barrens.
I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network, and we're broadcasting today live and in the clear from Lakeland, Florida, the EAA Sun and Fun campus. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a number of very interesting interviews and interviewees today and tomorrow and the following days of the show, and you're going to enjoy hearing what they have to say and so that you can learn about what they do and about how safety is a fundamental element of everything they do. Florida Aviation Network is all about safety and building a safer pilot population and AMT population. And someone who is very much involved with that is our guest this afternoon, Mr. Eric Crump. He is the Aerospace Program Director for Polk State College. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's good
Thanks,
to have
Ron.
You. You're a veteran here, a lifelong resident of Polk County? Or
I am not. I'm not. I grew up just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, did That's the Tennessee right. thing, the Atlanta thing. I've been in Florida, I guess, since 2008.
Wow, that's quite a bit of time.
And I've been to Sun and Fun every year since 2008.
Very good. So you said you did the Tennessee thing. Would that be college education?
That was college. East? That was Middle Tennessee State University. So
Very
I did
well
all my
known.
Private pilot training at home. I was the only kid in high school that flew. That worked out really well for me. And then I went to Middle Tennessee State, did all my flying there, decided that I loved training and education there. Became a ground instructor, flight instructor, ultimately became a chief ground instructor and a check instructor there. And then, you know, like everybody, it's like, I really love this and I think I've really found my place, but I got to go out and do the thing. So I moved to Atlanta for a corporate aviation job and flew there. And I did all the corporate stuff, meet the celebrities, do that thing. And it was fun and I really enjoyed it. I always miss training though. And so, it's a long, arduous journey, but it all led me back to training education, first at Glenn Publications as an aviation content manager there for a while, and then my dream job, you know, not only to run a collegiate aviation program, but to start one from scratch. I mean, no one gets to do that, and so I feel incredibly blessed to be given this opportunity. I came here in September of 2012. A lot of the programmatic stuff was done in terms of formation of the program, but there were no course syllabi, no textbooks, no instructors, and so from September to December, we turned the rest of the program on and enrolled our first students in January of 2013.
Wow, that's quite a
It's almost 10
quite
years.
Quite a feat, yeah.
September will be 10 years.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What a wonderful thing. So you're living the dream.
I am literally living the dream.
Okay, how much better could it be than that? I wanted to go back. You said something in high school. You were the only student in your high school that had a pilot's license.
Right.
So did you have any trouble getting dates?
No.
No.
No. But I did realize very early on that some people just wanted the airplane ride. They weren't really there for me. They were just there for the airplane
okay.
ride.
And you had to be
so
able
you
to
have
just...
to be, you have to be selective.
Exactly.
I created an application process, set up a screening committee. No.
But, I was going to say, that was much more significant.
Yeah, it's just, it's hilarious. I say this all the time when I'm doing tours here in Central Florida Aerospace Academy. You know, if this had existed when I was in high school, I would still be in high school. I would have never graduated.
Yeah, well.
This kind of thing didn't exist. And now, you know, every student here has the opportunity to get an airplane and fly it if they want to.
How
it's
wonderful.
Crazy.
How wonderful. So East Tennessee State, I mean Middle Tennessee State, rather. What did you study?
Aerospace.
It's
my
okay.
primary degree, and then entrepreneurship was my minor. I'm a third-generation entrepreneur, so my grandfather grew up in a huge family in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. Some of your viewers are saying, I thought everywhere was the middle of nowhere in Alabama. Something like that. We just got shoes a couple of weeks ago. We're very excited about it. Anyway, he grew up in a large family, and they were basically just getting by. So he left school in the eighth grade to come home and work with his family. So he never graduated from high school. But he went to World War II, and he went to a boot camp. And when he came back home, he bought a car so he could ride around and see people before he got deployed into France. And when he sold the car, he made some money. And he said, you know what, this isn't a bad idea. So when he got home in 1948, he started a car business, just a couple of cars, and built that into a thing. Also got into commercial real estate. And so growing up and seeing my granddad and my dad involved in our family businesses was super engaging. I always had a love of airplanes, though. It's something I always wanted to do. And I was really worried they were going to be upset, you know, if I left the family legacy or whatever. And actually, they were super supportive. They really,
that's good.
They wanted me to go and do the flying thing. And it's been interesting along the way how many times I've been able to bring my love of flying and my love of business development together. It's interesting. I don't know that I really thought that was the way it was going to go. I'm happy that the journey went the way that it went. You know, no one in my family was a pilot. Nobody in my family had ever been to college. So we had no idea how to do either one of those things. I was lucky to have early mentors that pointed me in the right direction, let me hang out at the airport with them, help them put the wing on their RV6 or whatever, so that I got some exposure early on. I took the first flight the day after my 13th birthday.
Wow.
Sold on my 16th birthday. And I don't know, man.
Child prodigy, then.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that.
And now you get to...
Child lover of aviation.
Okay, that would work, too. Yeah. And now you get to mentor young people.
It's
and
crazy,
do,
right? It yeah. comes full circle. It's yeah. That's the best part of my job. I love that I still get to fly, and I still train. I'm still in the classroom, too. But the mentorship is my absolute favorite part.
Good.
When they come in, they have no idea what they're doing. We talk. They go through this journey. This morning, one of my students sent me a text. He said, I passed my captain ride. I'm a captain in the RJ-145.
Wow.
And I know what a huge deal that is to him, because I know how much he struggled to get there. I live vicariously through their successes. It makes me really
Indeed.
Happy.
And that is one of the wonderful things about being an instructor and a mentor. But, Eric, everyone out there is wondering about your pedigree, so we do need to at least hear about what you've flown, how many hours.
Sure. Okay,
instructor ratings and
we'll go through the pilot resume real fast.
And size of your ego, that's another thing that's important to pilots, right?
Listen, I am fortunate in two ways in aviation when it comes to ego. One, I have a very realism-centered wife who keeps the ego within the confines of an acceptable box. And also, being here especially, I am surrounded by some of the best and most experienced aviators and aviation maintenance technicians.
That's humbling, isn't
that
it?
That the world has to offer. And so you talk to these guys, and I think I'm a good stick. I mean,
good.
I can fly an airplane. I'm confident in an airplane. But you talk to these guys, the stuff they've flown, the places they've gone, the stuff they've done, and it's just I feel like I'm always learning. And I hope that that's always the case.
I do, too. I've often told folks that I am a perpetual student of aviation. I learn on every flight I go on, whether I'm in the left seat flying an aircraft or in the right seat providing flight instruction to someone. But I learn on every flight something about the airplane, something about another pilot who maybe does something a little bit different than I'm used to, but maybe it's a better way or a safer way, and one that I can adopt and pass on to other students. And I'll also learn a lot about interaction, people to people, trying to deliver training. So it's always a good thing. All right, well, back to the numbers, Eric. So roughly how many hours?
Let's 2,800, 3,000, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
And people are like, how do you not know how many hours you have? At some point in your career, it stops being about hours. At the beginning, all you care about is every tenth that you're adding to that logbook, and I'm getting there. And people told me that's how it would be. I was like, there's never going to be a day when I don't know to the tenth, even on the uncompleted page, how many hours I have. And it got to a point where, and I'll tell you exactly when it happens, it's when you qualify as open pilot on an insurance policy. At that point, and you know this as an instructor who gets in other people's airplanes, when you can qualify as the open pilot because you have enough time and type and total experience, at that point you just don't, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Then you just make sure you have enough in the logbook
correct.
To be
Stay
legal
current.
And Stay to be
current
indeed.
And meet
well,
your proficiency
that's good.
Requirements.
That's good.
Yeah. So right. somewhere around in there, my corporate thing was all, it was basically an all beach fleet. So everything from the Bonanza up through the Beach Jet was all of their stuff. At that position, I fell in love with the King Air, and it is still my favorite airplane. I know it's slow. Jet pilots are like, I can't stand a King Air. It's too slow. Honestly, especially today, the number of times I actually fly in a King Air, I appreciate its relative slowness compared to a pure turbine. I love the King Air. It's a true airplane. It's roomy, so I'm 6'3". It's easy to get in and out of for somebody like me, which is nice. I have a buddy who's a captain on, I use a type in three different Learjets, but he got me in the 25A one time, and I'm sitting there like this because I can't put my head up straight. I was like, I could never fly this airplane.
Yeah. Without a crick in your neck.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was all Beach Fleet. I fell in love with King Airs there, and now I'm a reserve pilot on a King Air 350.
Oh, good. So you get to
fly actually, I just flew, I did a trip on Friday last week. We did Charleston, Asheville, and back.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Sun going down as you're coming out of the mountains in Asheville. I'm like, I cannot believe people pay people to do this. I mean, don't tell anybody.
There you are.
We would do it for free.
There you are.
But it's just, it's so incredible. It's so much fun. And I was telling the guy I was flying with, it's just like yesterday when the Thunderbirds got here. It doesn't matter how many times you sing it, it's still cool.
Yes, indeed.
I'm still a little kid in the parking lot who looks up when they hear an airplane fly.
And I am a little kid too, Eric, and I hope I never grow up, and it sounds like you don't want to grow up either. But for those who do grow up and go to finish high school and look for an opportunity for college, Polk State, if you're living in and around Orlando or in this county, is a very viable option for them, particularly if they're interested in aviation or aerospace education. Right. So tell us a little bit about the program and your needs and the like.
So Polk State today is four different degree programs, three associate's degrees and a baccalaureate degree. So just to name them off real quick, we have the Aerospace Administration AS degree. So think business degree, but for aviation. So I like marketing, but I like airplanes. I like finance, but I like airplanes. So it's taking the business degree and making it very specific to the aviation aerospace industry.
And that's a two-year associate's degree.
Which then folds directly into our bachelor's degree. I'll get to that one in a second. We have the Aerospace Maintenance Administration, AS degree. So this same thing, but for maintenance. So as we're in a unique position because Travis Technical College here in Lakeland has a 147 AMP program, and they do a great job. But we have no interest in competing with our school board. They're a great partner. So instead of having to build another 147 program, we partnered with them and two other schools here in Central Florida to provide a degree option. So you go to AMP school, you get your AMP certificate, and you're ready to go to work as a line maintenance technician. What we're doing is adding a two-year degree on top of that for supervision and management, so that if you do not want to be a wrench-turning maintenance technician in Philadelphia in February for your entire career, if that's not your long-term plan, and you want to promote up into the organization, maybe run an MRO facility or something like that, this degree is the stepping point for that. I tell people when they come into it, I'm training you for your second job.
Ah.
That's what this is, a direct route to supervisor. And then, obviously, the professional pilot science AS degree, which is I've never seen an airplane before to commercial multi-instrument in 2 years.
In 2 years.
It's intense, but if you do it that way, then they spend the second 2 years of their bachelor's degree working as a flight instructor or working in a 135 or whatever they're going to do to build time. And interestingly, most of my students who are going the airline path go to the airline before they finish their bachelor's degree. They usually finish their last semester while they're on reserve in a crash pad somewhere.
Really? So instead of online opportunities for them?
Right. So instead of, you know, finish bachelor's degree, then do more training, then eventually go to the airlines, my students generally go in their third year.
In their third year to the airlines.
Yeah.
Well, with how many hours approximately?
1250.
1250.
So we're restricted ATP authorized.
Okay.
So I can do the 1250 with an associate's degree or 1,000 hours with the bachelor's degree.
Okay.
It's a huge leg up for them. And again, most of them go on their 1250 AS certification before they've even finished their bachelor's degree.
But if they get a bachelor's degree and they only need 1,000 hours to go with the airlines for a restricted ATP, and then an unrestricted ATP is
1,500.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So there's lots of options, and Polk State has them. So they can go all the way through ATP at Polk State?
So they go all the way up to commercial multi-instrument. I mean, every airline is doing ATP training
on
site
own.
Now. And so when you get your first type, you're also getting your ATP at the same time.
Yeah.
So there was a time when, you know, you had to have an ATP, a type rating, and 7 moon landings to go to work for an airline. And now I think they'd even take me. I think they'd probably take me. They'd probably take you too, right?
No, I'm too old for that, but it'd be nice to think that at least.
It's funny. You know, all the guys I went to college with are captains now. And weirdly, most of them ended up at JetBlue, and a lot of them are Orlando-based. And JetBlue's been an incredible partner of our program and supporter of what we do. Our students get to go over and get in their full motion sims in the summer. And actually get to fly an A320. It's awesome. Who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Exactly.
It's a great inspiration to stay in school. But it's funny, when I'm over there, I almost always run into somebody that, you know, we've talked about this before, how small aviation is. There's a lot of us, and we're spread out all over the world, but it's crazy. You go somewhere, you're like, I went somewhere. I had a student actually text me last night. He said, do you know a Jared Bredehoft? And I was like, yeah, I went to college with Jared Bredehoft.
Wow.
And he's his captain. They're on a trip, and they started talking about school and who's your program director. And he told him, Eric, I went to college with Eric Crump.
That's cool. Pretty neat. Eric, before we run out of time here, we are getting a little bit short, but there's something brand new and something really exciting that you're about to participate
in. I talked about how crazy it is, how many times the aviation and the business thing cross over each other. But we're doing a media reveal tomorrow, Wednesday at 9 a.m. here at Sun and Fun for a new joint venture between the Aerospace Center for Excellence and Polk State College, the Elevate Aerospace and Logistics Incubator. So we've built a very niche, purpose-specific business incubator for the fields of aerospace and distribution logistics. It will open in end of May, early June for the public. We're going to show it to the media tomorrow. Paint's on the walls, carpet's on the floor. There's I call it the think tank, counter height table through the middle, and all the walls, floor to ceiling, 10-foot dry erase paint. So you just go in there, ideate, collaborate. It's going to be an awesome space for our local mentors to work with our local students.
So Polk State College students will take a course that...
So the students will actually be able to obtain a student membership to be members. So they'll have access to all of these great mentors that we just talked about a second ago that are around here, to ask their questions, to form their next great aviation business idea, whatever that is. And then also Polk State interns will run the facility as well. So when you call, you'll be talking to one of our student interns.
Wow, so this is kind of a self-directed...
I think they call it crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing, yeah,
that's crowdsourced collaboration. And it's just an opportunity for folks who have the idea, who are maybe good at the code part but don't know anything about the marketing part, to come in and meet. Well, I'm good at the marketing part, but I don't know anything about coding.
Is there academic credit available for this as well?
So after a year of membership in Elevate, they can actually earn up to 18 college credits in our supply chain logistics program or our business degree program.
And so it's called Elevate?
Elevate Aerospace and Logistics Incubator.
Wow. Wow, very exciting. And so we're hearing it here before even the media release.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
That's how much I love you, Ryan. You get the scoop. You get the scoop.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. That's great. That's great. So we got just a few minutes left, but what do you expect that will become of students who participate or mentees who participate in this Elevate program, in this incubator? They're going to be better at what they do, opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise?
Opportunity there. Maybe they turn their idea into the next SpaceX, the next, you know, Uber Air or whatever. I don't know. Who knows? But but there's so much creativity and motivation, inspiration. Just if you look at the students at Central Florida Aerospace Academy, the new Aerospace Academy in Winter Haven that starts in August, there's so much desire to use that somehow. And so, you know, we've said this before internally, but I think that Elevate is sort of the one missing piece in the overall Sun and Fun mission of engaging, educating, and accelerating the next generation of aerospace professionals.
Well, it certainly has a name that is apropos, Elevate ideas to reality and being able to help folks as a mentor.
The tagline, you're going to love this one, Ron, transporting ideas.
Transporting
ideas.
See
what we did there?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, yeah. Now, was this your innovation or several people got together with that?
We've been talking about this for 5-7 years, something like that. And we've tried to get it started a couple of times, but the recipe just wasn't there. And now the time is right. The county's on board and approved funding to get this off the ground, no pun intended. The city of Lakeland has stepped in with support as well. And again, the students are going to own it and run it themselves. So
that is exciting.
It on the one hand, it keeps the cost down. On the other hand, the success of the facility is directly dependent upon the people who are willing to collaborate.
Yeah. Well, great idea. Great idea. I'm so glad that you're implementing it and that you'll have students that will truly benefit from this. That's going to be a wonderful thing, I'm sure, just absolutely. Now, your aerospace program is on the southeast part of the airport?
Southeast corner of the airport by the South Fuel Farm.
And that's where this new incubator
is
going to be?
It's actually on the Sun and Fun campus. So in Sun and Fun's old admin offices right next to Hangar A.
Oh, okay.
That's Elevate. Actually, if you walk over there today, it says Elevate on the wall.
It's I saw that. I didn't make the connection. I saw that
right by
earlier.
The Compass Rose.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that earlier when I was out getting lunch just before I was late getting back here.
Just in being and, here over the weekend and yesterday as people were setting up, everybody walks by and I hear, what is that? What do you think that's going to be?
Wait till Wednesday.
Outstanding product placement. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to read about it in the aviation press.
No, most people will hear about it here in Florida Aviation Network first, because this is where you're
people who have not already heard it here are going to read it in the aviation press toward the end of the week. So.
Yeah. Well, Eric, thank you so much for being with us. This has been wonderful to have the opportunity to interview you again and discuss about everything with Polk State, and particularly the new program that you're starting. This is truly exciting for you, for the other folks on your staff, and certainly for the students who will benefit from this the most. So it's great. It's great to hear about that. So thank you so much for joining us for this short but very powerful and impactful interview with Eric Crump from Polk State College. He is the Aerospace Program Director. It was a pleasure to have you again with us, Eric. I'm Ron Timmermans with the Florida Aviation Network. We're broadcasting live and in the clear from Sun and Fun campus in Lakeland, Florida. We'll see you soon on the next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.